This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Just recording, so I will start over, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. My brothers and sisters in Islam everywhere, this is your brother Wael Ibrahim once again recording and going live for our daily video series titled Lifestyle, a program for those who did not follow from day one, a program that we have started, alhamdulillah, with the intention of reminding our Muslim brothers and sisters of concepts that are part and parcel of our being as believers. And so we started the first day as with an introduction to the entire topic and how important it is to follow the way of life intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and introduced to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we spoke about taqwa, we spoke about ihsan in the first two episodes. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we are talking about another quality, another important quality, and that is ikhlas or sincerity. Today, inshallah ta'ala, you will see me looking at this camera and then shifting to that camera as well, because we are going live on two pages. One is Wael Ibrahim. That's my personal page, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, on Facebook, as well as on Live Deen Facebook page, as well as requested by the brothers in Pakistan. So inshallah, we will be going live, inshallah ta'ala, every day on different times. And that's the problem, that's the challenge, because Ramadan is a very, very tight time. You need to also focus on other things. So I don't have a specific time to go live. Unfortunately, I'm also working full time. But inshallah, keep watching these spaces, Wael Ibrahim page, as well as Live Deen. And also, if you wish to watch the same later on YouTube channel, you may also look into the Aware Academy, inshallah. Today, I'm talking about ikhlas as one of the lifestyle of believers. We as Muslims, subhanAllah al-Azim, we cannot do anything for anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot do any action. There are, of course, specific actions that you must do for the sake of Allah. There is no escape from doing some specific activities purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking no praise, no recognition from anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in general, this is the lifestyle of a Muslim, that whenever you do anything, participate in any activity, whether it is worldly actions or ibadah, all the activities must serve the hereafter, must serve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the main topic of today, subhanAllah. One of the hadith that is very popular, is the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, who said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyah, that indeed actions, our activities, everything that we do or say will be rewarded or punished based on what had occurred deep in our heart, based on our intention. Whether you were sincere, mukhlis, whether you were a person who developed or demonstrated the quality of ikhlas, sincerity in your heart, or whether you were insincere, Allah will reward you or wala'adhu billah punish you depending on your intention. So it's not the action itself that matters, rather what had occurred in your heart when you were performing that action. What was the main reason, the main motive that drives you to participate in those activities? And that's why our mashayikh, our ulama, our scholars, and of course based on the teaching of Islam, the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah, they advised us of something called Sidqun Niyya ma'a Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa tajdeedaha. You have to always be truthful, sincere with Allah in everything that you do, but not only that, but you must constantly renew that intention. And that's the challenge. Because you go to work, for example, and you started working in a firm that you love, that you like so much. But because going to work is habitual action, you go every day, you go every day. So you lose track of the motive why you are actually working in that space or in that field. And once you lose that motive, once you lose your purpose, then you start working for the wrong reasons. Similarly, when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly, sometimes we lose track and we forget why we are praying five times a day, why we are supposed to read the Quran on a daily basis, why Ramadan keep on, you know, coming every year, and why we have to leave that which is halal, like water, food, and drinks that Allah provide. Why we should leave the halal and fast from dawn to sunset. And so why we go to Hajj? Why we have to go, all of us together, the Pakistanis, the Arabs, the Chinese, the Indians, from every corner of the globe at a specific particular time. So when we repeatedly do these habitual acts of worship, we lose, sometimes we lose track of our intention. We lose track of why we did those activities in the first place. And that's why these scholars advise us to be always truthful and honest and sincere in whatever you do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not only that, that's not sufficient. What is more important is actually renewing this intention. For example, ask yourself, why do we pray five times a day? Every day we pray five times, and subhanAllah, between each of these prayers, there are a couple of hours. So you pray Fajr and then wait for a couple of hours and then pray Dhuhr. And then from Dhuhr to Asr, in between, maybe you have done something, then you come to Asr and then you ask Allah to forgive you and renew that ahd, that covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then between Asr and Maghrib, another renewal of intention, another renewal of covenant and promise that you will stick to your promises towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible until Aisha. And after Aisha, you go back and rewind the day and ask yourself, what have I done right? What have I done wrong? To appreciate that which is right and ask Allah to maintain it in your life. And also to ask Allah to forgive you for whatever went on the negative side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity. The thing that also scares me the most is an ayah in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, O Muhammad. Tell them, O Muhammad. قُلْ. Tell them. Convey this important message. صَلَاتِي. My prayers, the five daily prayers, and any other act of worship that you dedicate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي. And my sacrifices, any ritualistic, you know, act of worship that Allah had introduced to us, whether in Hajj or in our prayers, going to the masjid, reading the Quran, all these are nusuk, are ritualistic acts of worship introduced by Allah through His Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa mahyay, and my entire life. Not only that, wa mamati, and my death, the day of departure, that day which you will be standing before Allah, you will see the reality, you will see the angel of death. All of that, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All of what has been mentioned, your prayers, your act of worship, your sacrifices, your rituals, and so on, your entire existence, and even your death for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must be dedicated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, we look at the righteous before us and we see some of the companions who used to even count their sins. They used to list down their sins. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, it was reported that he said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Put yourself into account, judge yourself basically, before you are put to judgment, before an account is made against you on the day of judgment. You have to account for your sins by yourself before it is too late, subhanAllah al-Azim. And they used to count those sins, worry about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually forgive them for all what they have done. And these are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed about them. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That these are the people, such people, that Allah will substitute their sins and convert them into good actions and good deeds. May Allah make us among those people. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So the point is that ikhlas or intention is something very, very tricky. You may start the action on a good note, and just by a flip of an intention, by a change of a heart, you may start doing the same activity, but for the sake of others. Maybe you give charity, and because you have hidden your charity in the beginning, And then slowly, slowly, people start praising you and worship and thanking you for your support. Then you start doing the same act, but for the sake of hearing those words of praise. May Allah protect us all. That's why there are three categories of people the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ mentioned. Three categories of people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that they would be the first to be thrown in hellfire. One of these categories is a Quran reciter or a person who teach knowledge, wal'ayadu billah, teach the Quran or teach da'wah. Can you imagine this person or this category of people would be thrown in hellfire? Why? Another category of people are charitable people. Another category of people are those who fought in jihad or in the battlefield to make the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stand strong and stand firm against the haters, against the disbelievers. Why such good actions? Why such people who have participated in these praiseworthy activities would be thrown in hellfire before anyone else? Because they have done these activities for the sake of the people, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will bring them on the day of judgment, and He will ask the Quran reciter or the teacher, why did you recite the Quran? Why did you teach people the knowledge? And that person would say, for your sake, because I wanted, you know, I wanted your appreciation and your reward. You say, kadhabt, you have spoken and uttered a lie. You did that so that people can appreciate your voice or appreciate your knowledge. You didn't seek the knowledge for my sake. You sought that knowledge so that people can praise you and recognize you. Subhanallah Azeem. The same people who will be given, who will give charity and participate in charity for the sake of being called generous and kind and so on, these people will be thrown in hellfire, walayadu billah. And when they plead, when they try to defend themselves on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring this reality to them. He said that you have done it so that you can hear those words. You are so generous, you are so kind, you are so nice, and so on and so forth. And the people have already appreciated you, and the people have already recognized your goodness, you recognize your generosity. So on the day of judgment, you have no space with me. There is no space for you because you have not done that work for my sake. Purely, your intention wasn't pure enough. And as such, the person will be thrown in hellfire. The person who fought in jihad, he will also claim that he did it for the sake of Allah, but Allah will say, you are a liar. You did it so that people can say you're brave, you're courageous, and so on and so forth. So my brothers and sisters, wallahi, this is one of the scariest ahadith that I came across when I was preparing for this topic of intention. Sincerity, ikhlas, subhanAllah, Suratul Ikhlas, the chapter of Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. This beautiful surah, the introduction about who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly is, that He's one and no one else next to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah as-samad, Allah the eternal, the absolute. He has no children and He was not Himself born, and there is none comparable to Him. This surah was named Al-Ikhlas because Allah does not accept any act of worship to other than Him. So the moment you declare Tawheed as your lifestyle, that you worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you seek help from none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is by itself a declaration of your sincere heart, subhanAllah. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah said, Ana aghna ash-shuraka 'an ash-shirk. I am the ever rich, the self-sufficient person. And so I do not look at any partners, or I do not accept any partners. Man 'amala 'amalan ashraka fi. So whosoever does any action and he associated partners with me in such an action, taraktahu wa shirku, I will leave that such a person and I will leave his shirk. Subhanallah al-Azim. This is very, very important, my brothers and sisters. When Allah declared that He's leaving you, it means that He's not going to guide you anymore. There is no further guidance for you. Those who associate partners with Allah in any form or shape, subhanallah al-Azim, Allah does not want to have anything to do with you. Allah will leave you and will leave you your shirk as well. You will leave your activity, meaning Allah is not going to guide you further. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And when we say shirk, many people think that shirk means worshiping other than Allah, meaning praying to gods of stones and woods and maybe men and so on. But actually, shirk is broader than that. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, he said, the one thing that I fear for you the most, the thing that I fear for you the most, it's called ash-shirkul asghar or ash-shirkul khafi, or the hidden shirk. And that is what? Riya. To actually participate in an act of worship, but for the sake of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam feared that type of shirk for us the most, because it is actually, let us be honest, it is actually beautiful to hear words of praises and thanks. It is beautiful to be appreciated. It is, sometimes we need to validate people's work and people's actions and so on. All of that is good. If I created for you a design or a work or a building or this and that, it's good to be appreciated. That's good. So long as you do not feel so good about yourself that you start even worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the intention of receiving words of praise and thanks and recognition from people. Then you start worshiping Allah so that you hear those words, walayyadu billah. So be careful, be vigilant, my brothers and sisters in Islam. You may nullify your entire iman as a result of being insincere when you do the work of the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be careful when you give charity, be careful when you stand in prayers, in congregation, in the masjid. Be careful when you participate in da'wah activities, going informing people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be careful when people say somebody wanted to embrace Islam because of your effort. Be careful when you stand on the pulpit giving khutbah. Be careful when you register for a course to study. All of that, subhanAllah, one of the scholars said that we sought knowledge for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then knowledge itself refuses to be for other than Allah. I mean, it was very difficult to gain knowledge and retain knowledge because it was done for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no way any student of knowledge who will get into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to study properly and retain that knowledge unless that person is absolutely sincere. So be careful. And yes, you might gain all the knowledge you wanted based on that quality of being sincere and seeking knowledge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, but in the middle of that journey of life, you may flip your intention and do it for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. You may even be rewarded for something that you never even done. Subhanallah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you have a good intention about doing something, like you intended to give charity tomorrow, but you didn't do it, you forgot, Allah will write that as a good action that you have participated in. On the day of judgment, you will see it in the scale of your good deeds, subhanAllah. But you didn't do it. Yeah, you didn't do it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked into your intention and realized and understood that you were absolutely serious about executing this activity. You didn't do it because maybe you forgot, maybe it was not feasible, and so on. Whatever the case may be, so long as your intention was pure, subhanAllah, even if you did not do it, Allah will write it as a good action. But if you did it, my brothers and sisters in Islam, your good deed will be multiplied by 700, by even many more folds that you cannot even imagine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a sincere heart and enable us to carry out our activities for the sake of Allah alone, for no other sake but the sake of Allah. And advice to all organizations around the world who do da'wah to be careful. Do not promote your brands, rather promote Islam. Do not promote your style of da'wah, rather promote the Quran and the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not highlight the speakers and the scholars in an exaggerating manner, rather promote the lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we can live up to that standard that is expected by Allah and His Messenger on the Day of Judgment. Jazakumullahu khairan, my brothers and sisters in Islam. One thing before leaving, whether you have attended the live session or you will watch the recording later, if you could share the khair, share the goodness with others, that would be absolutely appreciated. So please share the page with your circles, and inshallah ta'ala, we'll see you tomorrow with another quality that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran demonstrated very clearly And the Prophet and his companions and the early generations clearly practice them in their day-to-day activities as the lifestyle. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.